KTR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
We'll be moving.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Donald Trump will make history when he appears at federal court in Miami later today to face 37 counts related to alleged mishandling of closely guarded national security secrets. Correspondent Robert Costa has our top story.
We do expect former President Trump to be arraigned here later today. Last night, Trump met with his lawyers nearby, talking through how he wants to fight this indictment. And sources tell us he could add more seasoned defense lawyers to his legal team in the coming weeks as he faces a new, more serious phase in federal court.
Police in Miami say they're ready for the possibility of thousands, even tens of thousands of protesters outside the courthouse. This supporter is already there.
Sad day in America. It's surreal. Can't believe it. I don't know what's going on. I hope the charges are dropped.
Right now, streets around the courthouse are still open. President Biden calls this morning's inflation numbers good news for hardworking families. Consumer prices barely rose in May, and the annual increase in inflation was the smallest in more than 2 years. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Some monthly drops that were notable: used cars down, household furnishings down, airfares down.
The price of shelter was up. A set of human remains has been pulled from the rubble of Sunday's tanker truck fire that collapsed a chunk of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia. Isaac Moody's cousin was driving that truck.
What caused the truck to lose control is my question, because I can't see him with everything he had to live for to lose it.
Officials say they are in the process of identifying the remains. Road repairs could take months. Violence has marred the celebration for Nuggets fans. CBS's Kennedy Cook is near Ball Arena.
Thousands of people gathered in downtown Denver just minutes after the Nuggets won their first ever NBA Finals championship. Not long after the celebration, shots rang loose, sending 9 people to the hospital. 10 people in total were shot, including the gunman.
3 of the injured are critical. Nuggets beat the Heat, by the way, 94-89 in Game 5. Police in the UK are investigating a triple homicide. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London.
The normally busy center of Nottingham has been cordoned off since dawn after 3 people were found dead on 2 city streets and another 3 were mown down by a white van. This woman says one of those victims
went up in the air. It was such a bang. I wish I never saw it.
They've been hospitalized, and a man has been arrested in connection with both incidents. No word yet on motive.
British police just announcing they're not looking for any other suspects. Dow's up 183. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A West Allis man is facing charges after allegedly making threats to blow up the Waukesha courthouse. The district attorney has now charged 34-year-old Carter Smale with making threats to a law enforcement officer and a judge. 2 lawyers from North Carolina have pleaded guilty to charges of mail fraud and lying to the Federal Elections Commission in connection to a political action committee for a former Milwaukee County sheriff. The lawyers raised over $1.6 million through the PAC, which falsely claimed to support an effort to draft former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark for a Senate run. Finding a missing woman now has a financial incentive. Pete Schwaba has more.
The Racine Police Department is currently offering a reward of $2,200 to anyone who can provide information leading to the whereabouts of LaShecky Hill, a 46-year-old woman who went missing on March 26th.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Wachs has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTW Law.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobity boom boom. Scobity dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How does that famous quote go? First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they try to fundraise off of you? Is that how it goes, Jane?
I think it's something along those lines.
Yeah, totally. So my question to start today's show is, does fear motivate you to donate to political causes, to either political campaigns or to parties? Or what motivates you to donate to a political cause? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because I can't wait to find out, and I probably never will, how much money the Wisconsin GOP was able to raise off of an email where they attacked Civic Media.
Our company?
Well, they don't name us by name.
Oh.
And they don't.
That's kind of a diss, isn't it?
And they don't name our CEO, Sage Weil, by name. But I don't know many other Wisconsin-based donors who've bought 18 radio stations in the last year. I don't think there's more than one.
I think one.
I think there's just one.
Yeah.
And so this was forwarded to me yesterday. And I'm going to start with the caveat of fundraising emails are awful.
No matter which party.
No matter which party, no matter which campaign, they're unrelenting. I get ads or like email fundraising ads for people who don't live in Wisconsin. I got one yesterday. Like, I was looking up to see other comparisons to, because they're just written so dramatically. And I've been wanting to do a series of videos of fundraising emails, dramatic readings of fundraising emails, because they're so apt. They're so over the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got one that was from Mark Pocan's email address, but it was for a guy who's going to run against Ted Cruz. And, you know, you're like, unsubscribe, unsubscribe, unsubscribe. But, you know, this is someone's job to write emails to motivate you or scare you.
Yes.
Or make you so angry that you want to give $20, $25, $50, blah, blah, blah. Donate now. Help us help you.
If you wait, it's too late.
And so across the board, they're dramatic, they're over the top, they're awful. Fundraising emails. But also sometimes they just flat out lie.
No. Stop.
And, you know, to a certain extent, you're okay with it because you're like, well, you know, this is, it's like the political campaign ads on TV, like, right? They just, they exaggerate, they stretch the truth. But never have I ever been involved in an organization that is on, you know, the side, the subject of getting, you know, being the scare tactic.
Well, exactly.
And I am taking, because like I said, the, you know, the quote that is sometimes attributed to Gandhi, if you quickly, you find out it is not, when you Google it, it is not, Gandhi did not say this. So we're going to say unknown. But the actual quote is, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
Ooh.
But I'm saying, in this case, it feels like first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they try to fundraise off of you.
I like that.
And so I'm going to read, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it plays into so many tropes, and it just makes me think, like, who falls for this? And I'm asking you at home, what motivates you to donate? Like, would, if flip this around of scare tactics from a different angle, different topic, is this what gets you to click the donate button? But
844-967-2789, by the way, 844-96-PARTY, you can call and or text.
So this comes from the Wisconsin Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with, I'm gonna address it to you, because this was not sent to me directly. It was forwarded to me.
All right.
Jane.
Yes.
We have some bad news for you.
One
of the largest liberal mega donors in Wisconsin just bought up 18 radio stations across the state.
I'm terrified.
This purchase will result in the silencing of Fox News programming, and it's being replaced with left-wing propaganda.
Fox News? Okay, continue.
This looks very reminiscent of when billionaire George Soros, anti-Semitic red flag, bought up radio stations in multiple states last year to silence conservatives and buy Democratic wins. Now, with Wisconsin as the top battleground state for 2024, Democrats are clearly following the Soros playbook to try to buy, all caps, this election. We have to, all caps, fight back and do everything we can to ensure this doesn't happen. Please make a contribution.
Yelly. It's very yelly.
But also just the aesthetically, every sentence basically has a different type of like accent font. So one is highlighted in red and bold. One is italicized. One is underlined. One is just bolded. And then one is hyperlinked. So bolded and underlined.
Somebody had fun with fonts. Come on. You got it. Yeah. You at least have to give them that.
And, you know, anyone who knows what civic media's mission is, how quickly we've acquired and grown, and transparently, who our CEO is, what his background is, both how well he's done in his career and how he has used that money to try to preserve democracy since moving to a swing state in 2016 with him and his family. And that has, up until starting civic media, looked as he was one of the biggest Democratic donors. And it's interesting, though, when you hear him talk, and he's said it on this program before, it's not so much that he just carries water for the Democratic Party. It's that it was very clear that there was one party that was
dominating,
trying to preserve democracy, and there was one that was not. And so with civic media, this is not a left-wing propaganda machine. And I hopefully am not seen as a left-wing propaganda machine. I am certainly left, but I am I am not a partisan. I don't carry water. I am not paid by the Democratic Party. No one in this station is paid by the Democratic Party. We do not exist to get Democrats elected. And so my thing is, this is just so interesting because the I don't think anyone was paying attention to has been. I, you know, who's been paying attention to us? I was not aware that the Republicans were very worried about us.
Seriously.
And so it falls into that line of first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, which I have seen some tweets of. I think I saw one over the when we did our ad giveaway.
Oh, the million dollar?
Which was still a great idea. The
million
dollar
giveaway.
It was a
wonderful idea.
I saw some tweets of, oh, they're giving ads away. I bet they're not even going to be here in a year. So, you know, then they laugh at you. But now they're obviously something shifted for them that this was an email that they thought they had to send out. But it's chock full of lies and attacks. And it's also framed to scare the crap out of whoever gets this email to motivate them to vote and to donate. And so my question to you is, does this work?
Does the fear thing, is that what spurs you? It's like, yep, I'm going to finally donate because I'm terrified of this little radio company silencing Fox voices, which, by the way, from what I understand, none of the stations that we have purchased aired any Fox programming.
No.
None. Zippo. Zero.
There could have been. We were talking about that this morning. We were like, the out of all the stations, because WAUK before was an ESPN station, so it was
right.
sports.
It was sports.
WTTN in Madison, which is now WMDX, before that was a Spanish-speaking sports station. But across the board, it's some of them have been music stations in the past, but because I asked that specifically, it's like, well, did we replace Fox, like actual the news, like in the same way that we carry AP or ABC
or
for the top, yeah, or mm-hmm. CBS at the top of the hour or the bottom of the hour, was that Fox? And I don't think it was. And so the only thing potentially is like in a filler afternoon slot for any of these smaller radio stations that didn't have 12 hours of original programming,
right.
They slotted in a Hannity or something like that. But like, we haven't kicked any conservatives off the air. And even more so, Jane can attest to this because she was usually the one sending the invitation. I have so many email receipts of Republicans I have invited to be on this show. Every single Democrat candidate we had on in the fall, we reached out to their opponent. And not one even emailed us back.
Not one response. And several, I emailed several times.
We aired Dan Kelly ads on the Madison station.
Yeah.
And so this idea to paint us as left-wing propaganda when I'm certainly not told what I can and cannot talk about.
Oh, you didn't get the memo?
I didn't get the memo. Are you getting these memos where you're told what you have to that you have to carry water for the Democrats?
Only about music. That's
that's
how
okay.
they direct me. Yeah.
So anyways, it's kind of fun to be on the other side of something like this. But we would love to hear from you. I guess, one, what motivates you to donate, but also just, do you have a reaction to the Republicans being aware of civic media and being so scared, even though we're here to preserve lowercase democracy and have conversations and lift up many voices.
Are we the boogeyman?
Are we the boogeyman? Good question. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're going to keep it rolling after the break. Yeah. I want to put on my boogie shoes to play with you. Well, I want to put on my boogie shoes to play with you. Oh, I want to put on my boogie shoes. Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace or Google My Business or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 58. This afternoon, under overcast skies with scattered rain showers likely. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 54. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on 540 AM WAUK.
I go wear my Louis Vuitton, but even with nothing on, bet I made you look.
I made you look.
I'll make you double take soon as I walk away. Call up your chiropractor just in case your neck breaks.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are talking about email that got forwarded to me yesterday.
Yes.
That was a fundraising email from the Wisconsin GOP, specifically calling, well, not by name, but alluding to a certain mega donor who's bought 18 radio stations in order to silence conservatives. And because there's only one that they could be talking about, they are talking about Civic Media, they are talking about our CEO, and they make it sound so scary as far as what our mission is, and, you know, the anti-Semitic dog whistle of throwing George Soros in there.
Yep.
And but not only that, then they also go on to talk about how they help them protect from Democrats stealing the election again. So it's just like they really played the hits in this email. And I'm just wondering, like, are we that scary?
Apparently so.
I'm pretty sure this is like the softest softball show around.
Well,
do I ask
but think
unfair
about,
questions of our guests?
But think about the highly controversial, just about walking the edge guests we had in the second half of yesterday's show.
I mean, it's really left-wing propaganda.
I'm telling you.
When you're talking to people about master cheesemaker programs.
I know.
And what it takes to be basically the sommelier of cheese.
Yeah. It's that, Kristen.
Just
screams.
Silencing.
Screams controversy.
Just squashing the First Amendment.
Yeah. It's like when we talk to cranberry growers, you know? The radical liberal cranberries.
But on top of this, as Crute, when Crudy was on Friday, is the fact that they're also, the GOP is not, also has denied media access from Civic Media to go to their convention this weekend.
Yep.
And at first, we were invited, it sounds like, and then we put in our money to be able to go and attend. And then as of last week, that check was returned, and they said that we are not welcome there. And I just, it's so unfortunate to me because the way my mind works is at any given point, when you're a political party in Wisconsin, you know who your base is. And there's things that you have to do to motivate your base to get excited, to volunteer, to donate, to make sure they turn out when the vote actually comes. But you got those people, and there's probably not a ton that the other party is going to do to convince them to vote for them. It's kind of like, are they going to vote? Are they not going to vote?
Right.
But there is a pretty strong contingent of people who go back and forth, who sometimes, you know, look at the, they always talk about the Obama-Trump voters, right?
Right.
And in, when you look at the landscape and the demographics of people in Wisconsin who are independents, who don't vote down, like down ballot, one party, and that's it. Wouldn't you think that part of your media calculus would be to reach people where they're at and talk to, be on and talk to different groups instead of just like only going on right wing radio.
Right.
Only talking to Wisconsin Right Now. Only talking to, I don't know what the other one is. Oh, Empower Wisconsin. Never mind. They shut down. But you know, like in the, and like that is the whole reason any of the approach that I've taken is like be true to the opinions that I have, but try to talk about things in a way that doesn't belittle people for thinking differently necessarily. Because ultimately, how are you ever supposed to get out of your own echo chamber and talk to people who may or may not agree with you or who could see things differently if you're not trying to talk to them where they're at? So like their refusal to come on any of our shows, their refusal to let us be at their convention. It's like, aren't you in the game right now of trying to convince more people to get on board with your party and your platform, considering how many statewide elections you've lost? Like, shouldn't you be expanding your reach? But what do I know? 844-967-2789.
844-96-PARTY. Eric from Tosta just texted us. I just heard about this and my initial reaction is winning. We have Ralph from Milwaukee on the phone. Hey, Ralph, what do you think? Are we the boogeyman?
No, absolutely not. I'm a senior older than Earl, and I must admit that I always consider myself an independent. However, after the current legislature, or the, shall we say, the majority party in our state legislature, passed laws or changed rules on something like 140 different issues, where at one time they said all governing should be local, and they turned that on their head, I'm saying to myself, well, wait a second. You said one thing, and now you're doing another. And now that you've been in control of the legislature and our state government for something like a dozen years, what the heck? I'm not going to end up saying that a $100 break on my property taxes is going to get me to consider voting for you, considering what you have flip-flopped on and done it so aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something where, as a senior on a fixed income, I asked the wife if we could afford sending some money to some local politicians, meaning up to the state level, city, county, and state. But I get the emails from, well, like the cruise one you referenced. I got that one. Yes, I did. And so it's just something where I get these out-of-state ones, and I'm saying to myself, I'm on a fixed income. Sure, if I was, Arnold Schwarzenegger and had a ton of bucks, I might be able to afford donating to out-of-state campaigns. But I'm trying to protect my own backyard.
Absolutely.
And so it's something where 30 years ago, I remember when NAFTA was an issue and the other AM stations.
Ralph, unfortunately, we're at 20 seconds till a break, so I got to cut you off. But thank you so much for giving us a call. We got to go to break right now. But RPW launched an attack on civic media yesterday because we have the audacity to tell the truth and try to preserve democracy. What are they so scared of? 844-967-2789.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Security's tight at a courthouse in Miami where former President Trump will surrender to federal marshals to face charges in the classified documents case today. CBS's Scott McFarlane is there.
Multiple law enforcement officials tell CBS News no credible specific threats have been identified, but that rhetoric online is loud and has increased significantly on both sides of the political arena.
President Biden's hailing new inflation data. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Inflation peaked in 2022. In June of that month at 9.1%, now at 4%. The sightlines seem clear. Prices are heading lower.
Police in Nottingham, England say three people were shot dead and a van tried to mow down three others. A suspect is in custody. CBS's Vicky Barker from London.
Armed police are on the scene and counterterrorism police are reportedly aiding the investigation, but there's no word yet as to motive.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Timothy Olson, the alleged dating app predator, appeared in a Milwaukee County courtroom yesterday to request a reduction in his bail amount from $100,000 to $15,000. Despite that plea, the judge decided to maintain the original bail amount due to what he called the gravity of the charges. The hope is that a cash reward will help get more people on the hunt for a Racine woman missing since the end of March.
Even if you think it's a minuscule detail that doesn't matter, it does. It may just be the piece that we need.
Racine's deputy police chief, Jesse Matoyer, said LaShecky Hill was last seen on Douglas Avenue near Hubbard Street March 27th. A $2,200 reward for info is now being offered through Crime Stoppers. The Racine woman, accused of fatally stabbing a man over the weekend, is now facing life in prison. Criminal charges have been filed against 27-year-old Adele Gomez Zuniga. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are having a good laugh about the RPW sending a fundraising email out this week, trying to scare people into donating to fight the mega donor who has bought out 18 radio stations to silence conservative voices.
I just can't get enough of that. I'm sorry.
Despite the fact that is unbelievably antithetical to what Civic Media's mission is. In fact, I actually got pushback via email for inviting a conservative on the show, which I am actively trying to consistently get more people, conservatives, just people who don't agree with me necessarily, on the show. Who was not thrilled that I gave that person an opportunity to talk. And I was like, you know that this doesn't exist just to push a progressive or liberal or democratic agenda, right?
Like, it's about conversation.
It's about conversation and ideas, and the best ideas, getting behind those.
And getting back to the day when people who had differing opinions could sit down and talk about those differing opinions without yelling over each other and screaming over each other and resorting to insults and curse words.
Or just cutting them out of your life.
Yeah.
And yet, the fact, and it's also the fact that most news talk radio in Wisconsin, besides civic media, if anything, we've added more variety to what was already there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Most talk radio that exists in Wisconsin is either sports talk or has a right lean. And if anything, isn't that just free market and capitalism of having a wider variety of options to choose from when it comes to locally made content?
Well, and I was thinking as I was driving out here this morning, by the way, if you want to check in on this, is civic media the boogeyman? Are we scary? Are we going for global domination? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. But I was thinking about, as you said, all the myriad things we have covered in the less than a year that we have been together. Obviously, radical leftist agenda when we talk to the DNR about wild parsnips and becoming a state park ranger. I mean, Habitat for Humanity. It's just, it's glaringly obvious.
And also, you know, Todd Elba was a lifelong Republican.
30 years.
Worked in the Capitol. Joel Clayfish, raised in Wisco, was a Republican.
Married to
former candidate for governor Republican. Charlie Barron's completely nonpartisan, very, very intentionally nonpartisan. A lot of our shows at night necessarily aren't like political. And I think part of the thing that sucks is the blurred lines between having an opinion on an issue that is then deemed inherently right or left. So like by talking about abortion, which we're going to do today with Jenny Higgins, who is the director of CORE at UW-Madison on the, because we're approaching a year since Dobbs, like by just talking about Dobbs and abortion and being pro-choice makes us inherently Democrat. Like we're Democrats. Right. Like instead of being able to parse out issues and have opinions on issues, your opinion thus makes you, well, you're just a liberal Democrat.
Based on that
one
thing.
Or you're just a conservative. It's like we can't actually have opinions on any of these things without being the label coming with it. And then thus the show being propaganda. And it's just funny to me because it's like they're pushing us out there, and like the way that they worded the email is pushing us out there as like the enemy, when in reality, what we're trying to be is neutral, right? Like any one of the shows, like we have the different hosts have their opinions, but there is no doctrine from the top down on what we can or cannot talk about, what we can or cannot say, what type of, you know, messaging we're supposed to be pushing. Like if anything, I probably have too much free reign.
Shh. Don't spread that around.
I didn't want to talk about this.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is civic media the boogeyman, according to a new fundraising email from the Wisconsin GOP? Texter from the 414 says, was the news on WRJN a Fox News source? I don't believe so. But if that was the case, it was probably one of the only ones. Keep up the good work. Yes, I believe that you are making a difference through your thoughtful subjects. Maybe people are finally deciding they like informative, positive radio rather than talkers that are negative and condescending about people that have an opinion. You and civic media rock.
Ah, thank you.
Thank you so much, 414.
I actually got that compliment. I was the MC at Habitat for Humanity Waukesha on Friday night.
Yeah.
Which was really fun. I mean, don't give me a microphone and not think that I'm going to have a good time. But you know, I ran into Rich, who's the president of Waukesha Technical College, who we've had on the show before. And he said the same thing. He's like, you know, what's great about your show is that you are relentlessly positive. And he's like, there's not a lot of other shows that do that. And certainly, I think the model so long has been for a lot of different talk shows and political talk shows has been to scare the crap out of you.
Outrage
or
machine.
Just make you really angry.
Yes, feed the outrage.
And like, there's obviously things that I get upset about. And sometimes we come in here and it's certainly not as funny as I would like it to be or as lighthearted as I would like it to be. But, you know, we pick our spots. But ultimately, like, I can't live like that.
To be angry?
To be angry. To have your job be to stoke the flames every day for 2 to 3 hours a day. Like, that ages you.
It's exhausting. It is. And I think, too, Kristen, I think you are inherently a positive person. That is just who you are. It is.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
You, not so much. No.
I am here to bring balance and cynicism and some... slightly bitter.
You've seen more than I have.
Slightly bitter jadedness to the
program. I feel
like
you've probably gotten burned more than I have in life. So you've earned your cynicism.
Thank you.
Versus, you know, I've been able to be a little more Pollyanna of like, everyone should just get along. all right. Well, I would still love to hear from you as far as reactions to... you got a good text?
John from Menominee Falls. Oh, you're killing me. As long as you continue pushing the seditious lie that guacamole is made from avocados, you cannot be trusted. Thank you for that, John.
That's really funny. We have a comment on the Facebook live stream. You can always watch us along with listen on either YouTube Live, Facebook Live, Twitter Live, and you can find that at As Goes Wisconsin on all social medias. But Roger Frost says, civic media has made a big difference. I would have never heard of Judge Janet if it weren't for Matt Flynn.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
And again, it's not about pushing out disinformation. It's pushing out information that's accurate.
And yes. Yes. Right? And... certainly, the talk shows are talk shows, right?
Right.
I am not a journalist.
It's an opinion program.
My biggest fear is being just saying something that is flat out wrong, which is why I don't try, like, when I don't have the numbers in front of me, which is why I spend so much time on my outline so I can have my references in front of me. But, like, I certainly try to not make things up. But ultimately, I am not a journalist. All of our talk shows... not journalists.
Right.
They are opinion shows. Our top of the hour news, our bottom of the hour news, our coverage when we do elections, like that is the difference. And part of this is the blurred lines as far as how much news has bled into becoming entertainment.
Yeah.
Because of cable news, because of Rush Limbaugh. It's like because we're talking about the news, we get mistaken for the news, and that we're purporting things to be objective versus subjective in our commentary on top of facts that have happened.
Right.
But ultimately, when we talk about the news deserts that have been created across the state, across the country, but we're talking about Wisconsin, you know, I say this as a part-time Gannett employee at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel still... cooking. They do some great journalism.
Yes, they do.
But the outstate properties that Gannett also has gobbled up are hurting. And they're, you know, the homepage of the Wisconsin Rapids Tribune versus the Green Bay Gazette, like, look really similar.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of, like, local journalism for each of those places, despite how distinct and different they are.
That's because they don't want to pay on-the-ground reporters.
Exactly. And so much of what media has been available that is local to your community has had a right tilt, and it's been right-wing radio or Sinclair-owned news stations for the 5 o'clock news. And so what we're here to do is tell the truth with integrity and also be entertaining.
And encourage community.
And encourage community. That is absolutely true.
844-967-2789-844-96 party. Is civic media the boogeyman?
I just got a kick out of this.
I agree with you.
And I don't know, maybe it's funny to think about who since I've never worked for either a campaign or a party, of like whose job is it to write these emails and come up with the ideas? Because you have to hit X amount per week, right? They hit you. It's like e-commerce marketing emails where it's like, oh my God, how many of these 30% sales can I get from Banana Republic? Like, I get it. You never have to pay the full price on anything at that store. But eventually, you know, they get you to sign up with their 10% off deal. And then ultimately you get hit with like 5 emails a day. And so same thing goes with the parties and the campaigns of how much they're hitting your inbox. And you have to come up with something new each time. But it's just interesting to me of like, where is this person rank that's writing these emails?
Can't be very high up their job.
How many approvals did they have to get in order to press send?
What's the vetting process?
What's the vetting process on this? I have so many more questions that I'll probably never get answered. Like, I desperately want to know how much money they raised off this email.
844-967-2789. GOP, give us a call. Check in. You are more than welcome to join us.
Yeah, I made a video about it last night because, of course, I did. And someone said, are you going to try to get the person who wrote the email on your show so you can talk to them? I was like, sure. I don't know if that's going to work, but I will try to find the person who wrote this email specifically and try to have a conversation about it with them.
That could be fascinating. I don't even, not quite sure where we would start that process.
Just reply to the original email and be like, hey, we want to chat?
We love this.
Anyways, all right. Well, when we come back from our next break, we're going to move on to the good, the bad, and the ugly of not necessarily Wisconsin headlines, but headlines in general. And then later on in the show, after the top of the hour news, we're going to be talking to Jenny Higgins, who is the lead for UW's Center for Reproductive Equity, which is a nonpartisan organization. She has a lot of experience and expertise when it comes to policy and history of reproductive rights in Wisconsin. And then at the bottom of at 11:30, we're going to be talking to Ray Hill, who is the executive director of the Historic King Drive Business Improvement District in Milwaukee, because Juneteenth is coming up and they always have a big celebration for that on MLK Drive. But also just I feel like every time I drive down MLK in Milwaukee, there's new businesses that are opening.
Something's happening.
They just put on little bump outs to kind of curb the Milwaukee slide, which I think is genius. So we'll ask her about those developments, if that's helping with reckless driving, anything else that's coming up this summer for MLK Drive. But stick around. We would love to hear from you. If you have any more thoughts on is civic media the boogeyman, 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Love the way we made it.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. Highs around 58. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows around 54. Overcast. High of 75. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms Thursday with highs in the low 70s. Sunny skies Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And before we move on to the good, the bad, and the celebratory of headlines today, we had one more text.
We did. And again, if you missed, we've been talking about an email that went out yesterday from the Wisconsin Republican Party seeking donations after discovering that someone has been buying radio stations in Wisconsin that has a different message than the typical talk radio station.
And in doing so is obviously silencing conservatives and trying to buy elections.
Yeah. 844-96.
So donate now.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY from the 414. Your show is a welcome break from the fear-mongering pontificating from other right-leaning talk stations dominated by conservative old men. It is also refreshing to hear women's perspectives on women's issues.
Shocking!
Oh, stop. Stop it.
How? Why? I feel like it's a whole other topic. But I guess you've spent way more time in music radio than talk radio.
Yes.
And even since coming to this show, before that, you were in news rather than opinion.
Correct.
For talk radio.
Yep.
Why is there so few women? Is that like a thesis that would take that entire like show for you to get into?
My last day at my previous employers, and I was talking to one who is our friend.
Yeah.
And another host who's there, who's a good guy. But they asked me live on the air, why aren't there more women in radio? And I said, you're asking me? I said, I can give you the names of about five guys you should call.
Hmm.
They could explain it better than me.
The people who are actually hiring?
That might have something to do with it,
but
Kristen.
Do you think there's a lot of women who are trying to be in talk radio? Because it's interesting to me because I know tons of women who do podcasts now. But like, do you think that there was a bottleneck of women who wanted to do news talk radio who just never got the opportunity because all the slots were taken by old white men?
I think that's probably it. And now,
because if you think about some of the guys, especially in the Milwaukee area, who've been doing their show, they've been doing it for a long time.
For decades.
And it's not like those opportunities pop up that often to like get your own show.
Exactly. And yeah. And the entire nature of the radio industry has changed so vastly in the last 20 years. Salaries are not what they were. You can probably make just as much money doing your own podcast. If you can get the sponsors.
If you can get the sponsors in the audience.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is what it's all about. But it's just, it's a difficult industry. It's always been a difficult industry, and it's always been male-dominated. When I went to broadcasting school, out of 24 of us, there were three women.
Wow.
And that was in 1980. 1981.
Wow. That's wild. All right. Well, now we have to run through these pretty quickly.
Okay.
So, the good. The good headline for today. First of its kind, Illinois law will penalize libraries that ban books.
Yay!
So Illinois is flipping the script on book bans. Yesterday, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill to prevent book bans in the state, making it the first state in the country to pass such a measure. So this obviously refers to public libraries. And it's not that they'll have every book, but basically trusting their librarians, shocking, I know, to pick what books are in the library. The bad, and this is bad and sad, but fentanyl now the number one killer in Wisconsin, according to a new study. So research group Forward Analytics, the number one killer for ages 25 to 54 is fentanyl.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's increased by 1,000% from 2015 to 2021.
That's shocking.
Killing more than 4,300. This is not nationally, in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. Oh, my goodness.
And so that is certainly bad. And then the last one is, that last headline is the celebratory, because the Denver Nuggets won their first ever NBA championship after defeating the Miami Heat in 5 games last night. Party at Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
Do you know that reference?
No.
South Park?
No.
Okay. But Mike and I watched the end of the game, and I immediately had flashbacks to when we were at the winning game.
Sure, for the Bucks.
For the Bucks 2 summers ago. And I was really happy for Denver. I would have been, you know, Jimmy Butler really played his heart out for the entire finals. But knowing what it was like to be in Milwaukee after winning for the first time after 50 years, for 47 years of their existence as the Denver Nuggets, to finally win a championship, I was very happy for them. So hats off to Denver. Enjoy it. But hopefully the Bucks will be back better than ever next season.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can always call and or text. We were talking about the dearth of women in radio and our friend Robert from Port Edwards. Robert, you said you have personal experience with this.
Good morning. Yes, I do. I'm full disclosure, I am the Blues show host for WWSP Stevens Point in the University of Stevens Point. Yeah, I'm on Saturdays from 3 until 6 p.m. 90 FM, your only alternative. That being said, I work with some phenomenal young ladies, DJs, and granted, they're spinning records and all that, but they are very vocal in their opinions on things. And with some of the programming, you really can't get out there and have the dialogue and the discussions like you two are able to do. But where I'm going with this is the program should be encouraged. You know, the media, and in particular radio media, should be encouraged. And quite honestly, at the university level, we're struggling to get any funding whatsoever from the state to support the program. There's some really interesting and talented and driven kids, and then I say kids, they're young adults, that are really up and coming. They're little rock stars in their own right, and my hat's off to them. So if at the state level we can do some encouragement to improve the funding and the impetus to radio as a medium that's able to reach, you know, you get in your car, you got the radio on. Your home painting, got the radio on, right? So let's encourage that, and by all means, listen to WWSP.
There you go. Good to know, Robert.
Thanks a lot, Robert. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, that will do it for us for this first hour of our program. When we come back, Jenny Higgins, director of the UW's Center for Reproductive Equity, will be here. Stay tuned. We got the top of the hour news, and then we'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.